This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For the record, it was 665.75 points that the Dow fell today. You round that up to 666. You may draw your own satanic conclusions. Me? I'm going to stick with this. Number one, stocks had been going up way too far, way too fast. Number two, the jobs report today. Number three, you know, look, there's a zillion things it could have been. We're going to talk about some of them and the rest of the week gone by in the American and global economies in the next 5 or so minutes of live radio. We're going to do it with Lee Gallagher. She's at Fortune Magazine. Anna Swanson writes for the New York Times. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So, Lee, let me ask you this. 200,000 new jobs. The jobless rate holds at a very low 4.1%. We'll talk about wages in a little bit with Mitchell Hartman, but what's not to like with this?
No, it's true. I mean, the market and the economy are two very different things. The economy is doing really, really well right now. I mean, the jobs picture is great. Earnings are strong. For once, the first time in a long time, the world's kind of the geopolitical, the markets around the world right. are kind of growing in sync. CEOs are very, very optimistic, more so than they've been in 7 years. And so, and there's little risk on the big picture. So, you know, and this jobs number today was great by any measure. Wages, you mentioned, we'll talk about it later, but up for the first time, 2.9%, the biggest gain in years.
So, Anna, give me the global perspective on this, will you? I mean, you were up in Canada this week and last, I suppose, covering the NAFTA negotiations. It is, for the first time in a very long time, a rising global economy. That's got to help us out.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's a really important point, as Lee mentioned, that global stock markets around the world are rising. It's not just in the United States. So as the president was touching down in Davos last week, the Swiss stock market was also hitting all-time highs. And so were markets in Hong Kong and Frankfurt. You know, it's not just due to the Trump bump. It's really due to this global growth that we're seeing now in easy credit. And as that ends, the bull run might here too.
Right. So, Lee, on that idea of easy credit, let's look for a second at the bond market, not to get down in the weeds, but interest rates are going up. The 10-year yield is up a bit. That is part of what happened today, right? People are looking at bonds and going,
That's a big part of what happened today. And the big fear is that this may signal inflation coming and this may signal interest rates rising. We've been living in this wonderful low interest rate environment. And, you know, I don't think this is a coincidence that it's Janet Yellen's last day literally today. And, you know, it's almost as if, like, you know, this is what happens when the calm, competent, super powerful woman, I don't want to genderize things here, but doesn't claim any credit.
That's part of what's going on. Yeah, absolutely.
All of a sudden, you know, people, you know, all of a sudden she's leaving. Wait, she's leaving? What? You know, yeah. And like the market has a total freak out.
Right. Even though it's widely expected that soon to be Chair Powell is not going to change her interest rate outlook at
yes.
all. Right? I mean, he's got
yes.
regulatory issues, but interest rates are not going to change on her.
Right. But nevertheless,
yep.
you know,
yep.
this
no,
is freak
it's,
out.
You're absolutely right. It's a totally fair point. Anna, let me pull you back to NAFTA for a minute and uncertainty over where we stand on global trade. The president has pulled us out of TPP, as you know. He keeps saying NAFTA, maybe we're going to do it, maybe we're not. Robert Lighthizer, the trade negotiator, said this week, you know, there's some things we're not satisfied with. What is going on?
Well, after this week, things actually were looking slightly better, but I would say that's mostly in comparison to just how grim things were before. So Justin Trudeau had this quote this week. He said that imminent death is no longer the defining mood. And I feel like that just about sums it up.
How very Canadian yeah. of him.
Right, right. So basically, the countries had been in a stalemate over these proposals that the U.S. made. But now Canada and Mexico have come back and they're starting to discuss. You know, the U.S. still rejected their proposals, but even having the start of that exchange is viewed as positive and a sign that the U.S. isn't going to withdraw right now. Whether we withdraw in a couple months, that's an open question.
So do you think, though, Anna, that the president's advisors are telling him the economically responsible thing, which is, listen, if this thing gets canceled or withdrawn from, there's going to be a lot of pain in a lot of parts of this country that voted for you?
Apparently, what we've heard is that many of the advisors, trade advisors, have tried to make the point to the president, you know, and some people say that he has been kind of absorbing the message that it could damage the stock market, which he values so much. You know, initially, however, for a very long time, he's thought that NAFTA was a bad thing right. for the country. And so, you know, from his perspective, withdrawing, you know, might not be that bad of a thing.
Right. Lee, let me go out with you on this last question and this idea of the stock market not being the economy. And I'm going to credit Ben White here at Politico, who said, you know, they're not the economy, but maybe they're second cousins. There are some lessons to be learned from watching the markets and what you can get out of the economy, right?
No, that's true. They are. But one of the important distinctions is that the market tends to respond to expectations. You know, it's looking ahead, and it's very prone to kind of the psychological factor. Whereas, you know, the economy, I mean, you know, jobs, for example, are a lagging indicator in the economy. So definitely they are related. But but I guess second cousins would be a great way to put
right?
it.
Right. Yeah. Kissing cousins. Who even knows? All right. Lee Gallagher, Fortune Magazine, Anna Swanson at The New York Times. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Guy.
You.